Welcome to Coach B Daily. I'm Coach B Moore. In this podcast, I share information that will help us achieve our health, athletic performance, and body goals more efficiently, which of course means to achieve more and more progress with the same or less effort or in the same or less time. Today, I have a story to tell you about my recent trip to the farmer's market and what I brought home that I really found ridiculously interesting, and I learned some stuff today that I want to share. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you to subscribe to this podcast, Coach B Daily, on iTunes and Google Play. Please leave us a star rating or a comment. Let us know how to improve the show or what you really like about it. You can send me your questions or feedback on this topic or any other. I'm at Coach B Moore, CoachBemoore, on Instagram and Twitter. You can also follow this conversation on Facebook.com/Eating4Abs. And this podcast is an offering of EatingForAbs.com, where you can find out more about working with me directly on your health, athletic performance, and body goals. Here's my story. Whenever possible, I get as much of my produce from local farmers, period. I go to farmers markets. I go to community supported agriculture, CSAs. I do this quite regularly. It's my preference for several reasons. When I buy produce from the farm, I typically can determine I want to buy organic versus conventionally raised, so I can talk to the farmer who's typically there. Also, when you buy, let's say, a pineapple, which doesn't grow where I live, they grow nowhere near where I live. I don't live in the tropics. And it's ripe on the shelf at my local supermarket. That means it was plucked from the tree in enough time for it to be plucked, pruned, washed, shipped all the way to my state, then sent to distribution centers, and then sent to my grocery and merchandised, which means it's been disconnected from the soil for an extremely long time. When I buy local produce from the farm, from the farmers at the farmer's market, that stuff has been connected to the soil longer, and therefore it has matured while connected to the soil, which means it has a higher mineral density, more vitamins, more minerals, and it's just a much better product. Part two, it's typically less expensive because it doesn't have to be shipped from Argentina, Mexico, California, wherever. I'm buying stuff that's in season locally here. And therefore, it also helps me to rotate my recipes because I only can get what's in season. So this is all a big deal. Now, to my story. I bought some sweet potatoes recently from the local farm. And I will buy them at the supermarket because I don't always see them or don't always have something to use them for. I happened to be at the farmer's market. They had something. They looked great. I grabbed them. I brought them home. Within about 10 days, they were sprouting, which surprised me. Because in my mind, and this is this morning, in my mind, I'm thinking, I typically can buy stuff from the farmer's market and it lasts way longer on the shelf. Why is this stuff sprouting so quickly? What happened? And now I'm thinking, next time I'm at the farmer's market, I'm going to talk to the farmer and say, what's going on? Why is my stuff sprouting so quickly? But I didn't. I let it sit and I watched it and I named it. I have a potato on my shelf called Harvey because I'm going to chop it. I'm going to plant it. I actually went and did all this, not even all this work. It's not all this work anymore. I did an internet search and I said, how to plant a sweet potato. You know, because why not? Why can't I plant it and see what happens and see if I can come up with some sweet potatoes in the backyard? If I can keep my dog from peeing on it, it'll be great. But still the question, why did it sprout so soon? And then I did another internet search since I was doing the Googling already. And I found out that the reason that it sprouted so soon, quote unquote, is because it's supposed to. This is the normal time in which the potatoes sprout. So then the new question is, well, why haven't my sweet potatoes from the grocery sprouted in such a short amount of time like these have? And I found out that there's a chemical that's used in the industrial food complex that is sprayed on potatoes to prevent them from sprouting, which bothered me, as it should bother me. I mean, if you know me, if you listen to me long enough, we've had conversations in person or we've talked on the phone, this stuff will bother me because I think that we need to align with our design, and obviously spraying a chemical on my food that I'm unaware of all these years in, that's only purpose is to prevent it from doing what it normally will do, this root from sprouting, is a problem. So I looked it up, and here's an article that I read on Huffington Post. Who knows? I can't vouch for the validity of the research. But this author, Janine Yorio, says, potatoes, like apples, are typically harvested only once a year and then are stored in cold storage facility under the grocer's guidelines until the grocer orders a shipment. In order to prevent potatoes from sprouting while they're in storage, growers spray them with an aerosol agent that regulates cell division. After being sprayed with the chemicals, potatoes arrive at the store looking perfect, unblemished, and without any sprouts for up to a year after harvest. So chances are the potatoes I've been buying from the grocery store are even further aged than I thought. As you might expect, the chemicals that prevent cell division in potatoes impact human cell division too. The implications of human fertility and fetal organogenesis are just now being discovered. So what she's saying is, the chemical that's being sprayed on my sweet potatoes at the grocery store, whether I'm buying organic or not, I guess, I'm not sure, are not only impacting the cells in the potato and what it naturally wants to do as part of its natural process as a root, but also could be impacting me and you. And that's something I've got to look into. I've got to read some more about that. But it is what happened today. It's what I learned today. And I'm going to go plant Harvey in the backyard and see if I can grow some more potatoes. And I'm going to go back to the farmer's market and I'm going to talk to my farmer about, you know, what they've done and how I can, maybe should I refrigerate my potatoes to keep them from sprouting so I can keep them until I use them or what? Or should I just not buy them until I actually need them? I'm going to figure it out. But what I wanted to do was share what happened today, what I learned today with you guys. And maybe you do the Googling as well and we can find out what we should be doing in this particular case and what other fruits and vegetables are also sprayed with these type of agents so we can avoid them. Those are my notes for the day. I'm Coach B. This is Coach B Daily, the podcast. Join me at eatingforabs.com and I'll talk to you tomorrow.